This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 763 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have Steve Marchione, his company Precision Detail, or Precision Detailing and Pressure Washing. Steve, how you doing?
Great, great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thrilled to have you on. And man, I love what you're doing. Talk about, you know, kind of out of the box stuff. I mean, obviously you're doing pressure detailing, pressure washing, but the detailing side, I guess, is what I wanted to say, for cars and auto, you know, trucks and all that. So man, I'm looking forward to hearing your story. Let's start with precision detailing and pressure washing. Fill us in.
Great. I am Steve. I am your one-stop shop for all your detailing and pressure washing needs, whether it's from automobiles, motorcycles, golf carts, semi-trucks, and everything in between that. I could do headlight restoration, water spot removal. I can do black trim restoration as well, water damage, odor removal, and the list goes on of what I can do with the detailing aspect.
Oh man, and what a time saver. Go ahead.
Did you want to know about the pressure washing side?
We want to know it all, Steve. Come on, we're hungry for information here.
Well, here's my pressure washing unit. I can do driveways, pool cages, decks, fences, gutter cleanouts, do all the soffits, brick pavers. I think I mentioned pool cages already, but I can mostly do residential.
Residential everything. And does your...
Yes, residential everything.
I'm guessing, obviously I don't know your business, but people probably hire you to do whatever, you know, the home, the pool cage, whatnot. And then they find
total
out
home cleanings.
Yeah. And then they find out that you can also do their, like you said, their motorcycle, their car, their golf cart. Does that happen a lot? That people are like, oh, you can do that too?
Yes, it does. But my only issue is I am not mobile for the detailing aspect. I have a shop on Metro Parkway.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah. So it's on location. I could do a better job there and I'm out of the sun.
Yeah. So you go to the home and obviously that's on location, mobile. And then for the car detailing, your clients come to your place on Metro.
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right, man. Good stuff. So tell us about your journey. How did you get into this business?
Well, I've always been working for someone else. You know, I worked at a dealership doing detailing when I was a kid, you know, young, first job. Yeah. And I've always liked it, but I never had money to do a, you know, full-time business. So it's always been on the weekends with, you know, friends, neighbors, vehicles. And then it's always been on the back burner with my other jobs that I've had. And that's been going on a long time. So met my wife, you know, and she gave me the opportunity to, you know, venture off and start a business finally.
Yeah.
So it's been all good from here.
That's great. And when did you open?
I opened the doors officially in 2009, but I've been doing this detailing for about 20 years now.
Yeah. And then what came first, the pressure washing or the detailing?
The detailing came first, and that's been my most profitable side of the business. And pressure washing just came after because I've had, you know, pressure washers, and I was like, somebody asked me, hey, could you clean my driveway? Okay, so I was like, you know what, I have pressure washers, might as well put them to work.
Very smart.
So then here we are.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. So
I've been very fortunate.
Well, you work it, right? It's
I try, but you know, two heat strokes under my belt.
Really?
Yeah, so the heat's getting to me. I had, you know, issues with the heat for the past, you know, 5 years since my age is not, you know, young chicken anymore.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I'm in the shade.
and drinking lots of fluids, I hope.
Yes, yes, that's most important.
Wow, yeah, that's not something you want to mess around with. That's, geez. How about when it comes to myths or misconceptions, you know, in the detailing industry or pressure cleaning industry, what do you hear that you can speak to?
I would say not everyone can do it. You know, it takes dedication, sacrifice, years of experience to, you know, do the right kind of job for your customers. Lots of mistakes as well. So you need perseverance to keep it going. And don't be, you know, discouraged to, you know, fail again. But I think that's the main thing, is just to keep going.
Yeah, I think that's a good good inspiration for folks thinking about getting into business. It's like he or she who fails the most is probably the most successful, right?
You know? Yeah, because correct.
There's so much to learn from that. Yeah. Yeah. And the ones who succeed are the ones that keep getting back up and say, okay, yeah, I learned. I'm going to do it better this time. And yeah. How about outside of the work there? What are you doing for fun?
Well, I grow hot peppers, like super hot peppers, and make, you know, pepper flakes and hot sauces. I have about 50 plants in my yard now. Of all, wow. Super, super hot peppers. I have a couple hobbies.
Yeah. So you like eating hot peppers?
Yeah, I like eating hot peppers. Not, you know, mixed with stuff. I'm not crazy and eating the whole thing, you know, right off the plant. That's insane.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hot sauce and fermenting, and I do all that.
There's like competitions out there for, you know, hot pepper eating,
yeah.
Right?
That's just, I could not do that.
I don't understand how to at all.
I know. You have to be eating so many peppers to build up a tolerance like that. Or have no taste buds in your mouth because you ate them so much.
Well, that's it. I mean, forget about tasting food for the next 3 months. I mean,
You're right. I also do woodworking as well. I can make like coffee tables, cutting boards, coasters, wooden spoons, stuff like that as well.
Yeah. Wow. That's a man. Oh man. I guess you're busy around holiday season, right? Taking care of the family with the woodworking stuff.
Yep. That's right. And hot sauce packets and gifts and stuff like that. Yeah. And enjoying my new granddaughter, which is almost 2 weeks old.
Oh, congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
Does she live close by?
About 40 minutes north.
Yeah. Nice. So how about when it comes to hardship, you know, kind of the life challenge question, what comes to mind, Steve, at a period of time that you were challenged, you got through it, and now looking back, you could say, hey, because of that, I'm better for it, I'm stronger.
I think it would have to be, you know, like I said, the discouragement of, you know, not making the customer happy, you know, thinking I did a good job and to them I did not, and overcoming that. It's a big, you know, it hurts me when people say that, like, I didn't do a good job, what you paid for. So I think that's one of my big concerns.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, when you put your heart and soul in something, and I mean, it happens to everyone, that their expectation and what you were expecting aren't one in the same. It's I mean, but it's opening a business, running a business, keeping a business going, there's so many moving parts, and you know, it's easy to look at someone who's successful and do the old, oh, you know, he or she was so lucky, right time, right place. No, it's an accumulation of years and a mountain full of disappointments and
blood, sweat, tears, everything.
Including the tears. So how about one thing you wish our listeners knew about precision detail and pressure washing, what would that be?
Well, I have a few things. I am advertising on the radio station Way FM. So if you want to be saved by the Lord, you should listen to that. And also check out my website, dirtydetailer.com. And also Precision Detailing won 3 consecutive Best of Fort Myers awards.
I was hoping you'd
from
cover 20 that, man.
To 23. Yeah.
You got some nice glass there on your website. Yeah.
Yeah, up front and center.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the friends don't let friends drive dirty. That's great.
They don't. So if you're my friend, you better get down here.
Don't you dare come to my place with a dirty car or I will have to take matters into my own hands.
Yep.
So I know we have listeners who want to learn more, want to get in touch. What's the best way for them to do so, Steve?
Yeah, you could give me a call or email me, go to my website. You could chat. Just give me a call, 239-357-2349.
Terrific. Well, I really appreciate you finding some shade and spending some time with us today. And we wish you the best going forward there, Steve.
Oh, thank you. And stay out of the sun. It's dangerous.
Will do.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com or call us at 239-224-4105.